I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game Soccer, from a prison in Bolivia to Egypt's pitch by the pyramids, a.k.a. the Field of the Pharaohs. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, that sounds like fun. You could use the pyramids for a goal.
Absolutely. We are in week two of the NFL season, and a young man named Robert Griffin III has done something unprecedented, and what is that?
He lit up the New Orleans Saints as a rookie quarterback to the point where he's the first rookie quarterback ever to win the first week NFL Player of the Week award, which, you know, should bring us great congratulations, but as we will learn in a moment, the NFL is not happy with it.
No, because the very same Robert Griffin III is in trouble with Commissioner Goodell, and why is that?
Because on his undershirt, bear in mind, undershirt, he obscured the Nike logo in order to make it part of an H in the word heart, which is apparently, I mean, I don't know if he just wants to, like, in case he's unconscious, remind the paramedics where it is, but it goes down, apparently it's some sort of tradition with him where it goes down the left side of his chest. And, of course, Roger Goodell, who is a great multitasker in that he can commit league-wide consumer fraud with scab referees, has decided that this is a violation of some sort of uniform code, and it's time for him to butch it up again.
Last Friday, the players Commissioner Goodell had suspended in connection with the so-called bounty scandal were cleared to play by an arbitration panel. The commissioner will meet with Jonathan Vilma on Monday and the other three players on Tuesday. So are they likely to be re-suspended?
I'm not exactly sure what the process is, but I think that it's entirely possible that we may all decide that justice has already been served on this one, because I have a feeling that while he's, you know, committing consumer fraud over the entire league by using scab referees, he may not want this kind of angry little fight going on at the same time, even though he can multitask.
You seem to have scab referees on your mind.
It's a terrible. I mean, it just, to me, any credibility they have about talking about their loyalty and their dedication to their fan base has gone right out the window forever.
Minnesota Vikings punter Chris Cluey may have found a second career as a writer. In his open letter defense of Ravens linebacker Brandon Iambadejo to voice his support of gay marriage, he got some doozies into that letter, didn't he?
Yeah, we can't say any of them on the radio, so why are we even asking this question? I can't even use the L period C period phrase that I guarantee you has never passed the lips of a football player ever in the history of the National Football League, but good for Chris Cluey and good for Brandon and I am Madejo, because they are stepping up on an important issue, and I really wish I could read this letter in full, perhaps with dramatic music in the background, because it's a great letter.
Notre Dame has joined the ACC, sort of. How does a football team sort of join a conference?
You leave your football program as an independent the way it is and join in all the other sports, which is apparently what Notre Dame is trying to do. Unfortunately, they have to convince the Big East to waive the 27-month departure period that they agreed to when they joined the Big East. I suspect some money will change hands.
On Thursday, Jim Calhoun announced that he was retiring as the head coach of the men's basketball team at the University of Connecticut. It's tempting to say that he's going out on top, but that's not quite accurate, is it?
He's sort of going out on a very large asterisk, unfortunately. His team will not be allowed to play in this year's tournament because they failed to meet the NCAA academic requirements that went into effect this year. There have been some problems with recruits down the last couple of years. I've known Jim Calhoun since he coached at Northeastern. I like him a great deal. I sort of wish he had retired a few years ago.
As promised, the Washington Nationals have benched pitcher Steven Strasburg, recipient of elbow surgery 2 years ago. How's Mr. Strasburg taking that decision?
He's not taking it well. His surgeon is not taking it well, and the fan base of the Washington Nationals aren't taking it well. Although, as Tom Boswell pointed out in the Washington Post, Strasburg does give some indication that he may be running out of gas. He's got the worst ERA in their rotation, and his ERA is 4.14 over the last 10 starts. This is a big risk the Nationals are taking. I like to think they're doing it for the health of a young pitcher that they're going to need going forward. But if they somehow blow up in the playoffs, a lot of people are going to be very angry, including the pitcher himself.
The surgeon, by the way, said, "How come nobody asked me whether he should be shut down?
Cut the elbow and shut up, Doc."
Roger Clemens, 50. Has pitched in two minor league games this fall. He said this week that if he returns to the majors with the Houston Astros, it will be to pitch against a contender. Do you think he wants to come back in order to put off by 5 years the date upon which he would be eligible for Hall of Fame
consideration? And not voted for?
Yes.
I have no idea. I gave up trying to figure out why Roger Clemens thinks the way Roger Clemens does years ago. He just wants to go in there and ruin somebody else's chance to go to the playoffs, which makes him kind of a dark figure at this point. But I don't understand who he thinks he's proving himself to. Is he going to be vindicated by history if he comes back and, you know, knocks the Giants out of the playoffs or something?
The Seattle City Council agreed this week to a deal that would clear the way for the construction of a $490 million arena. Boy, the NBA and NHL teams playing in Seattle must be excited, huh?
Suckers. I mean, how many times on this show have I referred to David Stern's disgusting act of ripping the Sonics out of there and letting them go to the boondocks right at the point where the franchise was about to take off? If the taxpayers of Seattle sit back for another taxpayer-funded arena for another team that David Stern will rip out of there in 20 years, they deserve anything they get.
Charlie, there's good news for glasses wearers everywhere, although
really?
Maybe the news is being more well-received in Dallas than any place else. You want to bring us up to date on that?
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Just because you see something on TV, you don't have to own it at any price. NBC cameras caught Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, wiping his glasses with, you know, presumably a tissue or something.
Or somebody wiping them for him.
Or something. Yeah. And his son-in-law, who obviously has at least, you know, married into a real grip on the main chance, has decided he's going to capitalize on this moment, which nobody remembers, to sell things called Jerry Wipes, which will be sold on the official Cowboys website. So if you're a Cowboy fan and you want to wipe your glasses with the same thing on which Jerry Jones gets his glasses wiped, you can do it now. And you know what? America is a great country.
And finally, Charlie, the farewell tour of Brave star Chipper Jones took an interesting turn when a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter asked Mr. Jones what he would like as a retirement gift from the Brewers. As a former Milwaukee guy, were you surprised by his
Absolutely
answer?
Absolutely not. Chipper wanted bratwurst, so not only did they give him bratwurst, they gave him a grill to put it on. Why they didn't give him a keg, I have no idea, but the grill and the bratwurst will serve him well, I'm sure.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among many other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
I would, by the way, go with the Usingers if I had my choice.
In just a moment, I'll be speaking with a writer who traveled the globe looking for pickup soccer games. We'd like to hear from you. Visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio, and tell us, where have you traveled to play or even just watch a sport you love? That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.